this is how the game works. You call in, you vote for somebody, and then he
have you voted?
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, what was I listening to today where I knew that there was like it was going to end today? And was it Archer? Did you play a clip of Fatty on? Somebody played that clip of Fatty, or I was listening to the Little Fatty Cast. But I wouldn't have been listening to the Little Fatty Cast today because that comes out on Monday. Anyway, I'm confused, Adam. My point is that I know for a fact that I heard today, oh, you've got like 5 hours left until that.
Well, he would have said it on his show.
I don't listen to his show, as you're aware.
Oh, okay. Then someone's show that came out today said you have 5 hours. Okay.
So you find out what's happening
on Big Fatty's show by other people's shows.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Well, and the chat room. The chat room is now telling me that he has to read our entry before the game.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I knew that it was going to end today.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3951 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and more Shark Week stories. Big Fatty. Hello, Carolina Cheese and Provisionist Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you'll be hearing as to why you are Carolina Cheese and Provisionist today a little bit later in the show. Big Fatty, why don't we just get to it now? I think that's an excellent idea. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today, the 28th of March, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, it's why you're Carolina Cheese and Provisionist today. Y'all, he is, y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And y'all, he almost had a submission to Shark Week when Big Fatty walked in to Carolina Cheese and Provisions last week, well, the weekend before. He is the better half of and Brandon, y'all, it is none other than Brandon. We love Brandon, we do. And we get to see him in on Easter Sunday. Oh, Big Fatty, he has risen. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. But y'all, also today, y'all used to be one of the co-hosts of the Stinky Orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty, there's so many of them. Can you narrow it down a little bit? Well, he is the used to live up there in the Chicagos with his husband and son. We'll call him Forrest. Big Fatty, like Gump? No, well, maybe. Anyway, y'all moved to Nebraska with his husband, James Leroy. Big Fatty, y'all, I am talking about Mr. I Love an Older Man in a tweed coat with what are those called? Suede elbow pads. Big Fatty, there's only one of those, y'all. I'm talking about none other than Waylon. Big Fatty, we love Waylon. It's true. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's one of the founders. One of the founders of Pride 48. Currently, we're just last weekend, I think he was visiting the old gal. Y'all, he and his hubby Zach, y'all, he does that Disney World show, and y'all, he does the mix with old Crooked Hat. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, we love Daniel Bieber, it's true. So y'all, if you see Brandon or Waylon or Daniel Bieber on the Twitty, the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo. Fatty shark. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo. Poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week
to all of us.
Here's some coconut oil.
Yes.
You can use that. Ew. Coconut oil, you could if you had to.
Here's some. Here's canola oil. No, thanks.
Did I talk about the guy who wanted to use olive oil and then pooped on the floor?
I don't think so. this had to have been in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it was in Pittsburgh. It definitely was in Pittsburgh, yes. He was like, super.
Oh,
like,
God, that's so fucking hilarious.
I'm assuming that's why he pooped on the floor. Like, it was like a
little diuretic.
Diuretic, yeah. I was like, I mean, like, I guess.
Things got slick.
All natural. And I was like, whatever, man. And then on the floor.
Whoops.
Oh, and God. I was very calm about it, which we've talked
about. Was this
about.
Your floor or his floor?
His floor.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have been. I'd been like, okay, I got to go, bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, those, of course, are the co-host of the Stinky Orangutans. Big Fatty, we can always depend on them to bring us a lot of shark stories. Well, you know, that's one of the pastimes. That's one of the requirements of being a co-host on the Stinky Orangutans is that you share your shark stories. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounded like Big Ricky was about to shart from laughing at that. He did indeed. Y'all, I forgot to mention that the Shark Week introductory music was sent to us several years ago by the Gayish Boys. Oh, yes, McFadden, I'll never remember the time that Gayish Mike shot himself while being on a Zoom interview, just sat right there in his filth. Well, it's kind of like Granny. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all finished watching the sports ball. You talk about the sports ball and you got to do this. Yeah, I guess y'all, they've gotten down to the final four now. And y'all, it's four teams that you really wouldn't expect. Y'all, there are no number one teams, number two teams, or number three teams left in the tournament. Y'all, it's going to be on Saturday. It's going to be San Diego State, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone. No, he didn't play for him. And Florida Atlantic against, they'll play in one semifinal, and UConn and Miami are going to play in the other one. And y'all, all of the ones that I wanted to win over from the Elite Eight, they won. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And Mean King, get in touch with us. Let us know what you think about this. Yes. Yeah, I guess y'all, and then after I watched all of that, y'all watched a 6 minutes. Y'all had 3 good stories on, and found them very interesting. Y'all, you know, the old people, they love the 6 minutes. Yes, Big Fatty. And let's see, what else? Y'all, and y'all, by the time that was over, because the sports ball ran over, y'all, by the time that was over, y'all, it was, I started getting ready for bed, and I crawled in the bed and looked at the clock. It was 20 minutes to 9. Big Fatty, you were up late. Well, anyway, and I just said, okay, so be it. And y'all slept like a baby until about 10 after, no, about 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, which was unacceptable, but y'all, I had had a full night's sleep. So, you know, I just got up and TT'd and put on my Apple clock, and it woke me up. I got back in the bed, of course, and it woke me up in time for Miss Gail King. You know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. So I got up, read the paper, did all my puzzle. Y'all, the Sudoku, no, not the Sudoku. The Wordle, y'all, it was, whatever is all I've got to say. Y'all, it was a tough one. Big Fatty didn't get it. One moment, please. Y'all, that's the apple and cinnamon tea I'm having. And let's see. And then the Nip and I went and did the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, the big circle, and came back, and y'all, I watched The Price is Right and ate a little something. What did I eat? I ate, I had one of the Mr. Sticky. I had a Mr. Sticky. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. A little bit before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, I had another Mr. Sticky.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. We've been in a little bit of we've been in a little bit of a famine. Y'all, I was going to have a gentleman call a Sunday evening, but y'all, things got changed in coming Monday night. So y'all, it may be a twofer on Monday. And the Monday afternoon, y'all, it was my muscly gentleman caller. And y'all, let me just tell you, there are times that it's good. And there are times that it's real good, and today was one of those times that it was real good. And y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And he said, I've got to go downtown and blah, 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 do some things. I might stop back by. Big Fatty, 3 in a row? Well, we'll see. You know, nothing is certain. Had a lot of updates, on the iPhone, and that usually means there's an Apple snack update. And so y'all, I had to update the Apple clock and the iPhone and the Apple, Apple snack TV and the absorbent iPad and the iMac and the laptop. And so y'all, I've been doing that all afternoon, but that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, you forgot to tell him you made your coon beef overnight. Well, I did that too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, when last we left, Taylor had gone to the Chipotle for lunch. and sneezed and shat himself. So y'all, let's continue the ongoing saga of Taylor and his poopy pants. Yes, McFaddy.
Okay, but so and I'm literally sitting in this beautiful counseling group with a fireplace behind me on this like beautiful chair, and I go, oh no, like that, and jump up and like run for the bathroom. I know there are security cameras in there. I know that. So,
tell me you had on khaki pants.
Oh, I have on khaki pants. Yeah, absolutely. So now I'm Winnie the Poohing it in the bathroom at work, trying to like figure out like, okay, how bad is this kind of thing? So and this is where I am going to give Rodan credit where Rodan's credit is due. The pair of thieves underwear, it just like, not to be, it just like captured washed it right off. No, because I know it's mesh. And that was my thought too. And luckily it was where it hadn't completely come through the pants,
right,
but it was where it was enough that somebody, like, I have some of my like crazy clients that when they walk, like when I like I'm leading them to the office, I'm like, oh, somebody shit their pants at some point in those pants. So I am doing the thing where I'm like, okay, my shirt is long and I have to walk across campus to get to this meeting. So I'm doing the thing of where I am standing in the bathroom, like with the back of my pants, like again, no pants on, just a polo shirt, like running my pants, the back of my pants through the sink and like dabbing it with like 85 paper towels, like the shittiest, like weakest right paper towels. So now I've got where it looks like, you know, a newly formed snow on the back of my pants because they all like disintegrate as I'm like that. Right. So
is that thing you asked the CEO for was a better paper towel?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Taylor, and y'all, can you imagine walking into that public restroom and him standing there cleaning his pants, standing there with just a shirt on? Big Fatty, y'all, we got one more here we'll try to get in today. This one's from Crooked Hat.
I get another message from him that she has had diarrhea on the floor. And he cleans it up and I come downstairs and it had stuck to her because she has long hair. One of the bad things about having a long haired dog is if they have unfortunate accidents, they get stuck in their hair. So I had to wash her and then I needed to blow dry her while he was cleaning up the mess. So then, I don't know, this happened. She had diarrhea 4 or 5 times over the course of the next 3 hours, maybe. We would get her cleaned up and then she would have to, and this is gross, I'm so sorry. You know, if you're eating, please pause right now. But we were sitting on the couch and she starts running. She starts kind of circling weirdly and we're like, what is going on? And I hear this loud farting noise and this diarrhea shoots out of her butthole onto the floor. Well, it's got blood in it. So anyway, the reason I in the middle of all of this, I mean, we gave her 3 baths. Not full baths, but like putting her in the shower, washing her down, her butt down, but her feet get wet, like everything. Then we need to blow dry her so her hair doesn't get all matted and everything. We have to brush her and blow dry her and all that. And then it would happen again.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is old Crooked Hat talking about Sydney, their dog. Y'all, it's unfortunate for the puppy dog for sure. But y'all, can you just imagine old Crooked Hat? With exasperation every time it happened again, and then he'd have to start all over and a big okay, I see y'all got lots more to go on Shark Week, y'all. Today's your last day to get a good morning big shorty or good morning shorty pants or whatever you want to say into Big Fatty to use on Wednesdays. I still only have one. So, somebody, could be somebody new, could be a lurker, send me a short week, good morning, Big Fatty entry. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And, Daniel Biba, just out of curiosity, the Mix hadn't been on in a while. Can you give us an update on what's going on with that little show?
I knew that it was going to end today.
Oh, is that breaking news? Are we getting a scoop? Oh, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.